She's a fishy boat. She's a classy lady, too. I'm Amy Schaub. I'm the owner and operator of the fishing vessel Norcel, which is a wood purseiner. I live on my boat. She's blue and white. It's built in 1950, and so I haul it out every year for inspections and maintenance and zinks and bottom paint. The rest of the year, being a wood boat, has to be kept in the water. Otherwise, the planks will shrink. There's a lot of bronze hardware, nice cabinetry, nice framework, like a lot of original wood, and like the construction is really good. The materials are really good. Just really sound built, and she's in really good shape. Today I'm doing whatever I can to get done while it's raining, which is not much, but tomorrow it's not supposed to be raining. And so I hope to put a lot of paint on. Prior to this, we've been sanding and prepping, checking zincs, which is a sacrificial metal. So I just needed to tighten up some of the planks. So it's really great to have all the guys here in the yard with different specialties be able to help me out. So you just start doing one repair and then it ends up to be a larger repair. But this time around, it's as we call a shave and a haircut, just some zincs and paint and a little tune-up. I've been on it for 16 years. I crewed on it for 5 years. I bought it from my skipper, Steve Hustis. This is my 11th year owning it. I have a salmon permit for purseining in Southeast. I spend a lot of time fishing in Sitka, Ketchikan, and Craig, also in Wrangell and some of the other smaller communities. It was built in Poulsbo, Washington, a Norwegian town, Norcel, North Seal in Norwegian. It doesn't translate, but that's what I've been told. It's fished the North Pacific long lining and, you know, all throughout Alaska and Washington State, but since I've owned it, it's only been fishing in Southeast. I have a total of 4 crew, so a skiff driver, engineer, cook, deck boss, and other than the skiff, everybody hauls gear, depending, no matter what their role is. I'm a first generation fisherman, so nobody else fishes in my family, and I started working on tall ship schooners when I was about 21 or 22, which is tall ships that are like the Pirates of the Caribbean, the big sail training ships, and research vessels. And so I did that for several years, and then I became a shipwright. I went to a boat building school in Washington. I wanted to become a boat builder because we broke our mast and we flew some shipwrights in and they repaired it and made us a new mast in 4 days, which I thought was really cool. After being a shipwright for a few years, I missed being out on the water because I would be working in the shipyards, and so I wanted to get out on the water again, but I wanted something different than a tall ship sailor, and so I started fishing. She's a good boat. I have a great crew and I have a lot of fun fishing here in Southeast.